Hi, this is Alan Carrington again, and we're at the end of day one at ERGA in the University of Adelaide. I've just sat through a very interesting presentation made by some of the nursing staff from the University of South Australia. It's all about developing a role play based on a very hot subject, and that is the place of swine flu, which probably wasn't there when they started the development. With me today is Jane Whalen and Colleen Smith. Did I say that right? Warland? No, I never. I haven't done it right in four countries, so that's okay. Jane, sorry about that. And Colleen, thank you for being here. Look, tell us, I mean, awesome, 500 plus students. Tell us what exactly it's all about in a few minutes.
We're developing an online role play for a large undergraduate cohort of students, approximately 500 students, and the online role play will go live on the 6th of October.
Terrific. And the scenario is?
Flu pandemic. So we've invented a fictitious town that we've called Cockatoo Rest.
Yes.
And we have a swine flu victim.
Okay.
We're wanting the students to develop a response to that death.
Yes.
Through meeting in a...
Actually, the nursing students, are they?
Yeah, the nursing and midwifery students.
Okay.
And so they need to develop a community action plan, and they're doing that over a period of 10 days online role play.
I know that sounds... terrible thing to say, but it sounds like swine flu was a help. You know, in the sense, this is so real now. Just so, you know, that was it always intended to be something that swine flu was involved in?
I think inevitably, you know, there were the belief there was going to eventually be flu pandemic. Originally, we had the bird flu. But then swine flu came along.
The dynamics of this is through a learning management system that you guys set up a set of roles, and there's how many students? 500? Is that right?
Yeah,
that's a huge cohort.
So there's 20 different tutorial groups that have around about 20 to 25 students in each one. And we've got a teaching team of about 13 teachers.
Right. And it runs for how long? Sorry?
They'll be facilitating the role play over a 10-day period.
10-day period. Yeah. Excellent. You're in the first rollout of this thing right now,
yeah.
Right?
So we're feeling a bit anxious.
A bit anxious. I understand that. Tell me, what have you learned in its development as teachers? Has it had time to reflect? Probably not.
I suppose, from my perspective, I think it's the degree of planning that's actually required to do that, particularly when you're dealing with, 13 academic staff members who will be actually facilitating that, and thinking about how do you actually prepare them. How do you set up the systems to, support students through the learning processes? How do you prepare students for the role play?
Yep.
So it's all that planning and thinking about, some of the risks. What if this happens? How do we deal with these risks, etc.?
What takeaway have you got so far? You want to do this again? That's a valid answer.
Once.
I'm sure it's all going to change when you start to get very positive feedback from the students. And based on my experience in role plays, that's going to happen. You'll say yes.
It's worth it.
All the staff with you. I know there are some hesitations, I guess.
Like any large teaching team, I guess there's always that possibility that some are more keen than others.
Mm.
I'm very lucky that I've been blessed with three people who are helping, three very dedicated teachers.
Terrific. I wish you all the best. I'm sorry about this, but the technology is going to beat us.